Okay, everybody, so we started. Official, let's go. Okay, we're holding by Kenyan number 43. It's called Shomea Umosif. Shomea Umosif means you hear something and you add on. Don't just be happy with what you hear for the first time. You gotta add on. That's Pashat Simple Pshat. So there are two Pshatim that we're gonna discuss, Simple Pshatim and plus a lot of other things that we're gonna talk about. Daniel, you with me today?
Yeah.
Great, it's good you came. Good, let's go. Okay, so the Medrash Shmuel Pirush on Pirkei Avos says as follows. There's two different ways. So first way he explains Shomea Umosif means the Pshat is that you don't just hear one time. Someone could hear the same shmooze, the same chumashir, the same piece of Gemara 100 times before. How are you? I was looking for you a minute ago. That you can hear the same thing 100 times over and over and over again, and you don't get bored. No such thing as getting bored. You hear it over and over again. It's supposed to be your life. Nice. I'll just this way. Okay. So it's number one. Shomea Umosif means to hear it over and over again, and to be happy everything here. Someone that loves what he's doing wants to hear it over again.
Any speech?
No, not speech. We're talking about Torah, learning Torah. We'll get a little more into it. To hear something over again and never get disgusted or never like, ugh, I heard this already. I want to hear again. Now that's really it, as far as hearing is concerned. Lamaisa, we know the side of life. You know, this is what we're going to discuss. This is like a shir of the Gedolim. A Gedolim speech. Because I'm going to read you a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Udaloy Moisif Yosef. If you don't add on to... When? Last night? Wow. Okay, let's see if I say the same thing. He said this again. You're in it too?
Oh.
Are we Kaufman? Uduloy Moisif, if you don't add on to your learning, Yosef. Yosef means... No, Yosef. Yosef means he'll die. Yosef El Amov, it says that that's what happened when.
Exactly. He said, don't keep on adding, you would fall on it.
Oh, okay. So we'll do that. So you know what? You're going there. So let me tell you the there's a medrash that says as follows that Avos Rav Nosson, you got it? Avos Rav Nosson says, if you learn one mesechta or two mesechtas or three mesechtas, and you don't continue learning more, you're going to forget the first ones also. No, so far as like this. A person has to be, it's a statement. We believe that the Torah that we have, this is how I'm going to try to start this concept. The Torah that we have is something that we get from Hashem. It's not really about our brains that we get the Torah. A chacham is not just someone, because we heard the shmuz last night by the Hesped. I don't know how many people heard it. I don't remember if it was in Hebrew, English, Yiddish. We had all languages last night. That there were two in English, yeah. And there was two in Yiddish, one in Hebrew. So it's not really about how smart you are. It's about what you make it. It's about lev. It's about putting it into your own heart. It's about chachma. It's in next week's parsha. That chachma is that Hashem gives chachma to people who have chachma. But lev chacham lev nasati chachma. Hashem puts chachma into our heart. Chachma satara comes from Hashem and comes from doing the right thing. That's really the whole Pirkei Avos. That's what it's doing. But Torah we get, Torah with the chachma we get, is because we want it. We like it. If we're happy with what we have, and you don't need any more, so then we don't deserve chachma. We'll end up forgetting the old things. It becomes old. It's not so exciting anymore. Chazal say that b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, we're going to try to figure out different ways to get there. This is going to be part of what we're discussing, different stories maybe, different ways of understanding this concept. B'chol yom v'yom, every single day, yiyu be'inecha kechadashim, that what you learn has to be brand new. And, you know, it's like, I always say, this is my vart. you know, it's such a long winter. Yeah, it was so long we didn't have a break. Maybe I can't do it. I know there's a... It's another week and a half until an off Shabbos. It's not fair. It's so hard for me. Who are the people... Take a look. Who are the people that need the break? I'll tell you the people who need the break. First of all... Who needs a break from the Zman? Usually the people at the end of the Zman, it's so long, I can't do it. Maybe I need a break. It's usually the people that are not accomplishing, not doing so well. Why is that? The people working harder should need a break. The people not working... Who doesn't take vacations? The owners of the big of the whole big industries and everything, the ones that want to make sure they never go on vacation. They don't. The people making big money, big money, and working very, very hard, don't take big vacations. Look into it, and you'll see it. No, they don't really take vacations. That they go and they do nothing.
Right, they still have to keep them up.
They're workaholics. The workaholics don't take vacation. The workaholics are the ones that make the big bucks. Those are the facts. I'm telling you. Take a look. What? So, okay, but anyways, why is it that the people that are working hard and doing well are not the ones asking for breaks and the other people are not? I'll explain it to you simply. Because the people that look and every single day they're doing the same thing, reading black and white, and just going over here, trying to make believe you understand, not really understand. Basically, most of the day just looking at the same few light bulbs and ceiling and the curtain on the door and the few swarm sitting in front of you, not really accomplishing. Fighting a little bit with the chavusa, sitting in the same chair, spacing out in chair, eating the same lunch, going, you know, walking around, coming back, starting over again, do the same thing this week, next week, the week afterwards, day after day, minute after minute, going ahead and doing the same thing. That's a boring thing. Black on white is boring. But if you go ahead and you're really understanding and really getting something out of it and you're really enjoying what you're doing, so then you can make, then it can be new. Chazal say, listen to this Chazal. I'm going so out of order, but that's the most fun. Chazal say that the Torah has to be like we compare learning the Torah to someone that is nursing from his mother. Let me find it. That every minute that we here we go. If you're pulling it, you're working on it, you get a new taste. Someone who's working, you have a feel for what you're doing. You enjoy it. If you try to understand something, you do it over again. You do it. The Gedolim know everything. They know everything already. Why are they learning? Because they get it more, and they get it better, and they get it deeper, and they have a better and a more understanding. They apply it to themselves. They have an answer now to something else. Everything makes more sense when you know the next thing. Then you can start the whole thing over from the beginning. They enjoy it. They do enjoy it. How does it make sense? They enjoy it if they know it already. Because the Mefarshim explain that what does it mean? A baby... You know, some babies eat a lot, and some babies don't eat a lot. The mother's the same mother. The same mother could have one baby that's a fat baby, and 3 years later have a baby that's a skinny baby. The fat baby eats much more, and the skinny baby eats less. How does it work? So what happens? And the pshat is simple. As much as the baby sucks and nurses from his mother, that's how much a mother has, according to what the kid needs. And that's how fat the kid gets. Now, a kid doesn't really have their own... whatever, they eat as much as instinct tells them to eat. A little kid, maybe, you know, some kids are sick and they can't eat so much. But the more you take, the more the mother has for the kid. That's Chazal say. That's nurse. That's what we are as far as learning Torah. The more you push and pull and try to figure out the Torah, that's how much you're going to get. That's how much you're going to gain from it. That's how much you're going to feel it. That's how much you're going to grow from it. That's how much you'll enjoy it. Now the people that are not enjoying it, so you tell me, baby, how can I enjoy it? Okay, that's the next step to figure out how you can enjoy it. But the reason why you just can't do it anymore is because you're not enjoying what you're doing. If you make everything as chachas, new, it doesn't matter that you have the same thing in front of you. It doesn't matter that it's chazara. Chazara is more fun. Think about it. I don't know. There's different people with different tabas. I know if I go on a vacation, whatever, I don't go on big vacations, if I go somewhere with my family, it's not, I like going to the same places that I went before. I'm not interested in like new things and finding new people. I'd rather be in the same place where I know this. I know that, you know, we'll go for the night over here. Next morning I'll dive in over here. I'll buy the food over there. And then you could you know, make things a little better. Of course, a little change is always good. It's exciting. But if you know it's a good thing, you can make it better. And if it's new, there's something special about Chazara, going over it. So listen to the Ben Yonah, which I tried starting a while ago. It says the Ben Yonah, someone who does not add to his learning, Yosef, he should die. Says the Ben Yonah, Deloy Moisef Yosef, Mi Shaloi Roitze Lohoisef Achachmas, if someone doesn't want to add more, Shayomi Beliba, what? Kvar Lamadati, I already learned. Then he adds, Kvar Lamadati, Kol HaTorah Kula. I know everything, and therefore I don't have to learn anymore. Because if you didn't learn Kol HaTorah Kula, of course you have a chiyuv to know everything. So who is the guy that doesn't want to learn more? Someone who kvar lamadati kol haTorah kula. It's not going to get to any of us yet. Mr. Shem, all of us. Say amen. Mali litzaro, the Torah, I should work, I should waste my life, and I know it everything. I know already. Ask me. Go, come ask me a question. I know anything. And so big deal. So let me have fun now. Right? Says Ben Yonis, he says scary words. He says, Deloy Moisef Yosef not means, it says, the Pashup Shad is Yischaiv Ben Asher, Yischaiv Misa. Yischaiv Misa, someone who doesn't want to add to his learning. Says Ben Yonis, Yehi Ratzen, it should only be, he's at a tefillah, Shezeh is Yomus, he should die, Ve'yosef Al-Amor, and he should return to where he was created from. V'lama Yichya Oid, why should you live any longer? Acha Shekvar Kam Miloma, you already finished learning everything you gotta learn. You have no point anymore of living in this world. Now what does that mean? We know the reason why we're put in this world is to accomplish a change. And someone who spends his whole life, he knows the whole Torah already. So then what's the point? Okay. How do you learn everything? Okay, that's a different question. Are the people that know everything?
Yeah.
The people know everything. Kol HaTorah Kula, we have people in our generation that know Kol HaTorah Kula. The people know everything. Okay. For sure. No, but it's Chiyuv of Kol HaTorah Kula. That he has. Torah is endless. And every, you never finish. You know the Goyin at the end of his life? The Goyin who knew Kol HaTorah Kula. At the end of his life, when he would learn, he didn't open a Gemara, still in an art school, I would have. He didn't open these things. He learned through Chumash, Tanakh. He learned Tanakh, and he was learning Kol HaTorah Kula through that. Can I explain that? No. But there's a lot of differences between the two of us. I'm saying, he kept on doing it.
Somebody that you should never really reach, because it keeps on going.
No, but he never stopped. He didn't stop for a second. He didn't stop for a second. No. Okay, there's chiyuv in what's called Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm saying he doesn't have to know every word of the Chasam Sofer says. It's not what I'm saying. That's not called. There's no. Of course, there's no end, and it's a better, more understanding.
So in the time of Rabbi Yonah, there wasn't.
So there's certain things you have to say. What's called? Forget it. It doesn't matter. Kol HaTorah Kula. The point is, in his mind, he learned. He learned Tanakh, he learned all Mishnayos, he learned all Gemara, he learned all Midrashim, he learned Yushalmi, he learned whatever, all everything that's considered a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Today it's obviously going to be, you know, halacha also. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. But it's possible. There are people that know it. There are people that know Kol HaTorah Kula. And they're the ones that are learning the most. And the reason is because the way you get there is by enjoying and working on it. I really want to get to the second part. I have to get to the second part, and I didn't get any stories yet. But I'm saying a story. my father would tell me from from the Rav Ruderman, his reshiva in Baltimore. He's from the Goinei Olam in the time. And he said when he was in Slabodka, he was like 20 years old. At that point, he knew. He knew Shas cold. He finished Shas, and he knew the kids. So he used to give him the pin test, and he was able to take the pin test. If you want to understand what the pin test is, that means you take, let's say, in this Gemara, you take a nail and a hammer, okay, or a pin and a hammer. Knock it through the Gemara. We open over here, so it'll be a little easier. Knock it through the Gemara, and he was able to tell you every single word on both sides of the page that it went through, okay. They did that to him while he was in Slabodka, and he was able to do that. So, you know, we're talking about a guy like that, like, you know, so he lived until he was, I don't know, 86 years old. He has no time in his life. He already knew everything when he was 20 years old, right? So anyways, he told my father that when he was in Slabodka, he used to take six-hour walks. He went to the forest, there's a whole story, he used to take six-hour walks. And I can't explain this. I can't understand it. I don't understand it. And I don't think I'll ever be able to understand it. But just the concept, this is someone that I met and someone I spoke to. And, you know, he many times, like, would pat me on the face. I would always hold the door open for him as a kid. I met his nifter when I was in 10th, 11th grade. So it's like I know of him. I lived in the same campus as him. Okay, so he said he would take walks back and forth. He said, I'm not sure if it was 6 hours each way or altogether a 6 hour walk, but it doesn't matter. And this is what he told my father. My father told me that on one way I used to chazer Seder Nashim means all the Gemaras in Seder Nashim. And one way, a chazit seder nizikin. He would take his walks off at Mahalal. What? Right, okay, he's practicing saying the word nashim and nizikin. And takes him a whole. Yeah. Okay. Say it. Now, what does that mean? And then he told my father, Obanish stam galant. Good galant. You know, and he was trying to say, not stam, the way you guys learn. I learned it well. Now, I don't know what the words mean. It makes no sense to me. But they enjoyed learning. That was fun for them. Okay, so now I'm not... I'm not coming to say that we have to have that same Avos Torah or we have Shach's understanding what that Avos Torah is. I'm just coming to show that Chazara is really what it's all about. You learn in order to be able to Chazar, not that you learn to always find new things. You're supposed to get eventually to Kol Torah Kula and still be learning, because Chazara is the fun. That's the Mamashmish. That's when you're getting it. That's when you're using what you have. It's not like later than, oh, it's what you know. Okay, you have to be learning Torah. You know, the Rebbe wants to, it's a chazer. I'm not learning another myself, not so a chazer. No. So we learn it to be able to get it. You get it, then you have it. You have it, then you learn it. I wish I was there. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm just coming to say what we're it's supposed to be. This is level number one that he talks about. We're going to have to skip some things, like a lot of things. The Gaon, in order to learn with the Gaon b'chavusa, before you start learning with the b'chavusa, I don't remember the number, you had to learn, he learned with you Gemara, or you had to chazer Gemara like 40, 50 times. And then he saw how much you enjoyed learning. And if you enjoyed learning the Gemara, then you're able, then he can think of learning with you. But if you can't learn the Gemara 50 times, so then there's nothing to talk about. You're not going to be the Gaon's Chavrusa. But, you know, it's hard to understand that. Says Chazal, we're going to start heading to the next level of Shemeya Umaysef. Chazal say, it's a Gemara Chagiga, it says, Ina Daima, a person supposed to learn. Ina Daima is someone who learns something 100 times to 101 times. You probably heard this. Someone who learns something 101 times is called the Oved Elokim. And someone who learns it only 100 times is called Loi Avodai. He's not an Oved Hashem. He doesn't serve and worship Hashem. And it's a Pella. You know anyone that learned a Gemara, any Gemara 100 times, and you're calling him not an Oved Hashem? So the pshat that this is it's a famous pshat. Let's see if he's going to bring it from someone. Okay, it's coming from a pasuk. The pshat is that 100 is a goal. Let's get it a little more practical. There's people over here, like Flack. that are very good at working out, right? You're talking about, okay, we'll talk about the people that work out a lot. Okay, so let's say sure. Mr. Snyder over here has a goal to lift how much? Not a goal.
225.
225. That's it. 46 times.
That's it.
You can do 40 times?
Wow.
How many times?
Wow.
How many times?
You can't 25.
How much can you press?
Right now?
You have a regular guy like you.
200 pounds.
You got 200 pounds. Okay, so 1 second. So your goal is to do it 10 times, right? You could do it 8 times. Your goal is to do it 10 times. Okay, you're getting there. You're going. What? You say 8. You could do it 10. You're pushing. He's going by 7. He's up to 7. Can you imagine him? Okay, imagine. By 7, he's dying. He's dying by 7. He got the 8th time, and you're sitting over there, pumping him up, joking. You're pushing him. Go away. Come on. You could go to 10. You could go to 10. I can't. He got that 9th time, and then like this is like, you know, come on. You know he could do 10, and you're pushing him, and he gets. And he got the 10th one. Okay? And some guy in the back room says, Sule, I bet you can't do 11! So he's going to get up and he'll punch him in the face. He just has no more koyach left to punch. He's saying, you're not going to do 11th. What's the difference? Because it's a concept of a goal. The goal. You went, and what did you do? You filled your goal. You made a goal. It's beautiful that you made that goal. You're special. But if you're even after that goal, you're an Oved Hashem, you want to do it one more time because you like doing it. That's the difference between someone, you know, it's like he's pumping iron because he made a goal for himself. It's very nice. There's no reason for him to do more than that. Do one more time. What do you get from the one more time? That means that it's not a clean number. I just want to do because I want to do even more. Afterwards, you do
goals.
No, you make a goal and then you want to do even more. You understand what I'm saying?
It's all about love. They have to finish the goals.
They
settle down.
Okay.
So
I'm asking
how far did you
say? Wait, one second. So can I just tell you the second? Let me just tell you the second part. The second part was really the fun part over here. But we're gonna just we'll just get on the second part. So the second part is the Medrash Shmuel says another pshat. He says that the pshat is that you hear from your Rebbe. You hear from your Rebbe, and after you hear from your Rebbe, you add a little bit to it. Now, what does that mean? In order to add something, that means you have to have a klar. First, you hear well, you understand what he said, and then on that, you can add. That shows that it's chashiv to you, and it shows that what he did was chashiv to you, and then you're able to add on a little bit to what he did. That's the whole thing. And where am I going to go over here? That's the yisoid of being a real person is after you hit something, you know something to be able to add on to make it real is by making yourself. I have one more. Okay. I saw a maestro of Chaim Shmulevitz. There's a Chaim Shmulevitz, a stam. He's someone knows to learn over and over and over and over. He knew everything when he was younger. He was saying shir in Grodno.
when he was 19, Grodno is by Shimon Shkap. He said shir. He said over Shimon Shkap shir to in Grodno when he was 19 years old, and he was a workaholic. He was both of his parents were nifter and whatever, and he had to, and he made money. There's a famous song about it. He sat and he made money. He worked the whole day. And took care of his family. His family, two parents were nifter, and he was the oldest. And he made the money for the family. At night, he was learning and learning until someone sent him off to yeshiva, and when he was like 17 years old, and he was always learning until he got to Grodno, and he said shir. He started saying shir at 19. So he was one of the biggest people. Reb Chaim Shlevitz, who understood, he said like this: famous of Preda, the famous Maaser of Preda, that Preda 400 times. He said over to his Talmud 400 times the same thing. He asked him and asked him. He said, "Well, I don't understand. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I don't understand." And then another happened. One time it happened. He didn't understand. He had to do another 400 times. Okay, but let's leave that story out. Says B'chaim Shlomis. Everyone says, "Wow, if Preda must have been Adam Gadol, he had so much patience and so he cared so much about his Talmud. 400 times the guy didn't understand. He's spacing out, and he said it over again. Didn't lose his cool." That's amazing. That's unreal. And then another time he had to do it 800 times. Wow. Says Chaim Shlevitz, "I'm not as impressed at Preda as I am of the Talmud." Remember a guy that wasn't able to understand it the first time? Okay, so you're embarrassed, ask Rebbe for a second time, a third time, a fourth time. 172, still didn't get it. 400 times, the guy said, "Rebbe, could you please explain it to me? I didn't really understand it." Do you understand what the guy felt like? It happened every single day, again, again, day in, day out, saying the same thing 400 times. That's impressive. That's Avos HaTorah. Avos HaTorah comes from someone who really cares.